Welcome to Fables of the Force,
a Star Wars rewatch podcast.
I'm Scott.
I'm Matt.
And this is our show.
Welcome back, everyone, for episode 114. We'll finish up the Rush Clovis arc, as we are calling it, with Crisis at the Heart. This episode originally aired as the 7th episode of season 6.
Corruption discovered at the core of the Banking Clan.
What a shocker! The Banking Clan? Corrupt? No way! And wouldn't you know it, the fortune cookie at the beginning of this episode's relevant. It goes a little something like, deceit is the weapon of greed. That's pretty accurate, and we see a lot of greed here with the Banking Clan. We see a lot of deceit here because, you know, Sheev's involved.
Yeah. I think greedy people are deceitful.
Yeah, they have to be to maintain their ability to gain more things.
Yeah, to swindle.
Yeah. I feel like Clovis may have a strong sense of ideals, which is showcased here. You talked about in the last episode how you felt that they rounded out his character a bit, and it was nice because it gave some depth to the, not just the episode, but to this arc. And we see more of that here. And he does have a strong sense of ideals, but all forms of power are corruptible. Sheev is a master at corrupting people. Mm-hmm. Idealism is great in theory, but in execution, here you go. Here's control. This is what you needed, right? Like this is, here's what you wanted to do. You want to control the Banking Clan so you could fix stuff. Here it is. Like there's the thing. And you're like, mm-hmm. Yes, I got it. But did you though?
Yeah, because I just gave it to you, and so
I can take it away.
Yep,
or
and that's
whatever.
What yeah. Dooku says. Dooku mm-hmm. arrives to remind Clovis that he's now a separatist puppet,
mm-hmm.
and he holds it over Clovis that he was given the information to collapse the Mune Run Bank, and then Clovis says, "Go for it, do it. I'll tell him. I got an endorsement from both sides, and then mm-hmm. now I'm keeping it straight,
mm-hmm.
right?" But Dooku, of course, won't take no for an answer. He wants a return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
And he threatens not to pay interest and collapse the bank. So suddenly, Clovis is between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting that we use that idea of return on investment. Maybe I'm just watching too much primary television. But, you know, what do you think people are donating to
campaigns?
Campaigns and
yeah.
Lobbyists, and do you think they're just giving money right. for no reason at all?
We believe in you. Here's all this money. We don't want anything back in return. Just do good. Yay!
Yeah,
of course that's what they want.
No, we're buying.
Yeah, favors.
Favors.
We're buying attention. We're
people
buying
are
consideration.
People tend to do what you want when you give
them
loads and loads of money.
You feel obligated to.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And not Rush Clovis.
Not Rush Clovis. He feels compelled.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he folds.
Right.
And he raises interest rates on the Republic.
Rip Commander Thorn.
Yeah.
Brave, brave soldier.
And
you.
Yeah, now the Sepies are trying to flaunt their allegiance with Clovis
mm-hmm.
and massacre clones.
Yeah, which they do.
Which they do.
There was nothing I could do.
And it just made me also think about Dooku. He was a former Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
When this all goes south, as it does in episode 3,
mm-hmm.
they just must think, yeah, the Jedi are corrupt and have been corrupt.
Look
Dooku
at Dooku.
Used to be one of their most
mm-hmm. he was a Jedi,
high...
On the Jedi Council.
On the Jedi Council. And he led the Separatists and killed millions of us. The Jedi are evil.
Yep.
Killed the Emperor's clone army.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because he's then the one that says, everyone has their price, my dear.
Everyone has their price, my
everyone.
Dear.
Everyone. Even you.
Yeah. Even me.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't come to realize.
Not till it's too late.
Yeah.
Yoda. Great emotions you will find on Scipio. Yes. Jedi Master's calling you out.
Yeah.
Like straight up calling you out.
Yeah. tells him to warn of him. He warns him of his emotions.
Mm-hmm. Not all is as it seems.
Yeah.
They know something's wrong. They just can't figure out what it is.
And it's very clouded when it gets around Anakin.
Yep. Of course. Well, all those emotions he's giving off.
Not
too,
only
I imagine.
That, but he's all the secrets he holds.
Oh, of course.
The fact that this whole thing is in large part due to his relationship with Padme.
Right.
Which
oh, yeah.
is against everything that the Jedi stand for.
Well, it's leverage. No, it's absolutely the leverage that Palpatine uses to get what he needs out of this situation.
Yeah. Clovis is revealed to be the weak scum that he is. I don't want to say scum, but he spineless. It folds for the wrong people and
idealistic.
Then is disposed of.
Yeah, idealistic and not very farsighted.
Yeah.
Naive, maybe.
I thought it was crazy that Dooku uses the Force to force Padme to fire the weapon on the Separatist senator
mm-hmm.
who says, this should be decided in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Plow.
Makes Padme kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was pretty intense.
Yeah.
I love that Anakin is sent by Palpatine, like, under grand order to take care of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to send Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
You know, making a point of it. Because he's the one we can trust.
Right. The one Jedi.
Yeah.
It's, I think, the culmination of Clovis's arc is in his speech. I really liked it too. Such plans I had. I've spent most of my life misunderstood. What will they say about me now? What will I have left behind? It's so interesting, this sort of character type that Clovis plays in this story. It's like he's so self-absorbed. He seems to mean so well, but yet he can't see past himself. He's so oblivious to how wrong he is. He's an interesting character.
The thing
Tragic.
Is, the thing about him, I think, is one, he's being manipulated the whole time.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Maybe he's not exactly like this, but he always seems to think, that's perfect. It's the perfect idea.
Right.
Not only do I get what I want,
mm-hmm.
I have to do something for somebody else, but this gets me exactly
mm-hmm.
what I want. And so whenever there's a decision to be made, if it can benefit him, he usually chooses that one.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's Clovis's fault. He can rationalize it
sure.
however he wants, but he's self-serving.
Absolutely. But he doesn't know that. He can't see that. He
yeah.
can't see that that's the case, and that's what makes it an interesting character.
Yeah. And so what is his legacy? He gives the Empire the banks.
Mm-hmm. And what better way to get control of the banks than to rescue, I'm doing the air quotes, rescue them from the enemy.
Yes.
God, she's the best, man.
Yeah.
Palpatine's the best. Those grimy separatists tried to take control of the banks.
Uh-huh.
That slimy traitor, Rush Clovis, he was a separatist
mm-hmm.
all along,
yeah.
got control of the banks. We thought he was doing good.
Yeah.
And then, no, he's going to give it to the separatists.
Yeah. And you know what?
Oh, thank goodness that Sheev swept in.
Yeah. And Anakin was right.
Mm-hmm.
Rush Clovis was so bad that
mm-hmm.
everything that Anakin said was true
mm-hmm.
and got Padme in a lot of trouble. And if
mm-hmm.
it wasn't for Anakin,
mm-hmm.
she'd be dead
That's
or
right.
in a cell on Scorpio or whatever.
Scipio.
Yeah. I, long live the banks.
Ew.
Long live the banks.
Ew.
Long live the banks.
Ew.
Palpatine says, you know, of course, restore the banks.
Of course.
To
after
the way
the
they
Clone
were
Wars.
After
yeah,
the war.
Yeah, yeah,
after
of
the
course.
War's over.
Yeah. Little do they know the Jedi are going to like rise up and try to take over everything, and he's going to
yeah.
have to put down a big uprising. And after that, they're so unstable, he's going to
yeah.
have to reform
yeah.
the Republic into something better. It only
Long
makes sense, really.
Live. The banks. Long live the Binks. Next episode, we have Mace Windu and Jar Jar Binks
oh
on
my
an
goodness.
Adventure for the ages.
What a great combination. Buddy comedy of the ages. You called it.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we do that.
Yeah, it's basically Die Hard 3 all over again with Sam Jackson and Jar Jar Binks, Bruce Willis.
Same difference. Thank you for joining us on our fun journey through the Clone Wars on this rewatch podcast. You can find us on social media by just Googling Fables of the Force. We're on Instagram @Fables of the Force, on Twitter @Force Fables. And yeah, Give us a chat, a ring, a jingle, a Twitter, a tweet, a twiddle, a tingle. I don't know
if
those
flicker?
Things are all real or not. Snap us.
Give.
Crawl into my DMs.
Huh. I wonder if you can give somebody a flicker.
I've done, I think, once or twice. And well, with that...
I think that just about calls it a night for us. I'm Scott.
I'm Matt.
And may the force be with you.